Slapton Walk. Heritage. During the Second World War, the whole area around Slapton was used by American forces to prepare for the invasion of Europe. 3,000 people from 7 parishes had to leave, taking with them everything they owned, and find somewhere else to live for almost a whole year. The memorial by the beach recognises the sacrifice of those local residents who had to wrench themselves away from their homes for the war effort. One casualty of war was the Royal Sands Hotel, a grand and well-known edifice which stood where the middle car park is now. The damage began with a stray sheepdog which set off mines close to the hotel. Intensive live artillery exercises on the beach then finished the building off. The village of Slapton has been around for millennia. There were settlements here in the Bronze Age. Until recently, Slapton, whose name means slippery place, could only be reached along narrow lanes from inland. That, along with the fact that it is invisible from the sea, means that the village has had a fairly peaceful as well as a long existence. The atmospheric tower you can see looming over Slapton village is now mainly a home for jackdaws and bats. Centuries ago, though, it was part of a college chantry for priests. Sir Guy de Bryan, the local lord of the manor, built the chantry in 1373 on condition that a mass would be sung for his soul every year.